All right, folks, happy Tuesday to you all. Spartan fans, I'm sure you are still riding high based on what happened Saturday night at the Breslin Center, an electric atmosphere. And much thanks to all of those who weighed in throughout the hour yesterday. That was a fun show. That was really a fun show. A lot of interaction from you guys. Many of you weighing in and talking about that moment and how special it was. It's without a doubt one of the best coaching performances that we've seen throughout the tenure of Tom Izzo. And now the Spartans will turn the page and head to the Shy inside of the United Center in Chicago to compete in the Big Ten tournament. And you guys know how I feel about these conference tournament games. They mean nothing. Unless you're like one of those teams that have absolutely no shot or are on the fringe of making the big dance. You know, you got something to prove. This is your last life, right? If you go out there, maybe go all the way and punch a ticket to the NCAA tourney, good for you. But for teams like Michigan State, what do you gain from this weekend? I highly question that. Right? I mean, come on now. You just won the Big Ten regular season championship. Your starters have been logging ridiculous minutes, including Big Ten Player of the Year, Cassius Winston, who is Iron Man right now. He really is. I mean, I don't know how. You know, we saw Cassius. I didn't dive into to the detail of this on yesterday's Current Sports, but, you know, when we were in the locker room, you know, it was me, a few other beat reporters. Of course, I had Current Sports intern Kyle Turk with me, and we're going around interviewing different players, and we see Cassius. And, you know, Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal profiled this in a piece yesterday that was published. But Cassius Winston was hobbling around like Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son, folks. I mean, he looked beat up. He just looked out of it, man. You know, it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys know who Uncle Drew is or have seen the movie, but, you know, Uncle Drew is basically it's a shoe commercial that features Kyrie Irving of the NBA. And what Kyrie Irving does is he dresses up as an old man and, you know, he goes to the local, you know, basketball court, outdoor basketball court, and they're picking teams. He's dressed up, ready to play. But guys look at him like, oh, man, he's an old man. You know, I'm not going to play with him. But next thing you know, they don't know that it's Kyrie Irving dressed up as an old 80-year-old man. So he gets out there on the basketball court and just schools everybody and their mama. It's a fun commercial. And I haven't seen the movie yet. I heard it's okay. But, yeah, I got to check that out. But it kind of reminds me of that because you see Cassius Winston hobbling around. You know, almost has like a limp to him. But then when he goes out there on the basketball court, it's like business as usual. I don't know how long he can keep this up. And as we've been saying throughout much of this home stretch of the regular season, how much longer can Cassius keep this up? Before he, knock on wood, I'm hoping this doesn't happen, but, you know, will he break down? That's the big question. But, you know, Cassius has been handling it in stride. And you know, when he sat down and he's talking with us, you could tell he was in obvious pain. And, you know, he was a bit drained. And, you know, I asked him the question whether or not he felt he's done enough to win the Big Ten Player of the Year award. And he just basically looked at me and said, look, you know, I'm just focused on the team. And, you know, I gave the cliche answer. And I'm focused on the team. I'm just worried about, you know, taking it one game at a time, winning, you know, the next game, blah, 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 right? But, you know, you could tell in the eyes of Cassius, you know, he felt he did enough. And he felt that he really, especially that performance on Saturday in the second half, didn't start the game great, but what he was able to do in the second half cemented it. He knew he was winning that award. I saw on his Instagram page, he's been sharing all of the congratulations that he has been getting from players and just people out there giving him a big shout out for the incredible year that he's had. And again, being all the way 1,000 with you guys, Michigan State will play on Friday afternoon. That is a game that will be taking place as I'm on the air. All you got to do is just mute the TV and listen to me as the game's going on. But we'll be giving updates throughout the hour on Friday's current sports as that game is taking place. But, you know, the thing is, I'm rooting for this. And this may be sick of me because you never want to root against the Spartans here in East Lansing, right? But I don't care if Michigan State wins or loses on Friday. In fact, I prefer that they lose on Friday so that they can get as much rest, because they certainly need it, as much rest as possible for the tournament that matters. Because when Selection Sunday comes and that bracket is announced, the game changes. And whatever has happened in the conference tournaments don't matter at all. Again, unless it's some team that's on the fringe of making the tournament, some Cinderella story that has some sliver of hope, somehow, some way, wins their respective conference tourney. That's who it matters for. But a team like Michigan State, right now, you need rest. Now, what we do know is that we will see Nick Ward play in limited minutes, I'm guessing, on Friday afternoon against the winner of Indiana and Ohio State. I think that Nick Ward needs to be worked into the system a little bit, you know, just for him to feel comfortable being back out there on the basketball court with so much time off due to that fractured hand. But other than that, that's like the only benefit you get out of this. You know, why wear yourself out even more? This team is tired. Right now, Michigan State needs rest. And conference tournaments are all about just the mighty dollar in the world of college basketball. The mighty dollar in the world of the NC2A. That's what it's about. So, call me sick. I'm rooting against MSU on Friday. They don't need to win on Friday. I hope they don't win on Friday. 517-355-WKAR. You'll never hear a radio host say that, I'm sure, in this area. I'm in my own category, I think, on that. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. I think it's more of a win if they lose, to be honest with you guys. Real quick, behind the glass, I want to give a shout-out to these two brothers. We haven't seen them since 1958. They had spring break all of last week. Hope you guys did something cool, something fun. Maybe go to Cancun, live it up on the beach somewhere. I don't know. But Alec Rio, Jack Kerwin, behind the glass. Jack's like, no, Al, I just probably stayed home and watched basketball all the time. Alec, welcome back to Current Sports. Did you do anything fun? Did you go anywhere cool, man?
Not any. Like, I went to Chicago, and, you know, Chicago's a lovely city and stuff, but I went to just go work with my dad and make some money while everyone else was out away, you know.
So you were grinding, even though you were away in Chicago, one of my favorite cities. Again, Big Ten tournament happening this week out there. You were grinding when you were out there. So
yes.
Gotcha. All right, Jack, what's up, man? How you doing, brother? You all right?
Great, man. Good to see you again. How you been?
I'm good. Did you do anything fun? What did you do for spring break, man?
No, absolutely not. Just went home, saw the family, spent a couple days up here as well, and just kind of kicked back, to be honest with you.
Awesome. All right, so what I want to do before we play audio of Tom Izzo's press conference from Monday afternoon, want to get both of your thoughts on what you all saw on Saturday night. And by the way, I don't think I gave a shout-out to the Michigan State students on yesterday's Current Sports, because I was wondering whether or not, with it being spring break, how many students would be in the house on Saturday night for that matchup. And, you know, I was guessing that maybe the Izzone alumni would be, you know, in the lower bowl, you know, pinch hitting for the students, but that wasn't the case. Students came back for that game. You were absolutely loud. The only Izzone alumni that was present, because there were some present, was the band. The Izzone alumni band was in attendance on Saturday night, rocking it out. But students showed up. The waffle guy. Oh, the waffle guy.
I know him.
You know the waffle guy, Alec. I don't know who he is, but he got a lot of airtime on Saturday night. I think it was like, while I'm at the game, I like watching the broadcast on my laptop while watching it in person, because you see different angles you don't get a chance to see. And I saw them show him in like a split screen format for like
2 minutes.
It was like a minute, and that's a long time in television. I don't know why they showed a waffle guy for that long. I don't get that. ESPN, man. ESPN.
I saw him on another nationally televised MSU game too. He was on the screen for a decent amount of time.
I don't know. You got me there, man. But the waffle guy was shown. So students were in the house. Props to the students who came back early, you know, cut the vacation to Cancun one day short and showed up to the Breslin Center. Love that. But brief thoughts on what you guys saw Saturday. How impressive was that? And what does it mean for Michigan State now heading into the postseason? Alec?
Well, it started off really poor. Like, they were missing open look threes and just shots that they were supposed to make. Then it all kind of started after Kyle Ahrens got that bucket where he drove to the net and fell on his back, and he was like clutching his back for a little bit, and then right after that he was all amped up and he slammed the floor. And to me, that was honestly like the psychological change in the game. Like, hey, we're still in this. Like, we still got to, you know, maintain the intensity. And after that, like, their style of play completely changed. They were getting in, you know, into the paint. You know, they're getting the buckets that they needed to get. And Kenny Goins was going, he was going off that game. He was going off for sure.
Yeah, Kenny Goins, he's been great all season. But again, this team would not have pulled that out if it was not for Cassius Winston. He has been the guy. And it's been so fun to watch him this season. He put the team on his back and didn't look back. Jack, your thoughts on what you saw on Saturday, and real quick, I want to read this comment real quick before we get to you, Jack. Ben says, Al, you're getting this totally fired up over here by saying what you just said. How, as a Spartan fan, can you say that you want your home team to lose in a postseason tournament? First off, want to clarify one thing. Yes, I am a Spartan fan, but as I am a journalist as well here at WKAR, I try to stay non-biased. I know I'm here in the East Lansing market. I'm here on the campus of Michigan State University, but I try to stay non-biased. But again, I'm saying what you don't want to say, Ben. This team is beat up. You don't need – who cares about a Big Ten tournament championship? Would you rather have a tired Big Ten tournament championship Spartan team going into the Big Dance, or one that's well-rested, who already has won the one that really matters, the Big Ten regular season championship, one that's well-rested because of an early exit in Chicago?